This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead of the show, we'll take a closer look at a new TV documentary series that'll take fans behind the scenes of the league. We'll talk to show producer of WHL Full On, Joe Stevenson. Swift Current Broncos are back in the black after a couple of trying seasons. We'll have more on their story. Plus a chat with WHL Denny's Player of the Week, Nick Patan. It's called WHL Full On, a Shaw TV production hitting the TV airwaves in late October. I spoke with show producer Joe Stevenson. First of all, this idea, not a new one, but it's new to the Western Hockey League, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see the 24/7 show on HBO where they follow the hockey teams around, and you know, we wanted to kind of do a spin-off of that, so to speak, and profile the Western Hockey League in that way.
Let's talk about some of the episodes and what they're all about. Take us behind
sure.
the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, the first two episodes are they feature the WHL Finals from last year where Edmonton and Portland squared off. Just kind of a behind-the-scenes look. We had our crews up there following that series, and we got some interviews with some of the players and you know, what went on behind the scenes with that. And then from there, we move on to, you know, we've got some other concepts that we're working on right now where we're connecting with 16-year-old players and 20-year-old players and showing the contrast there. And you know, from there we move. You know, we want to show how the teams really impact in the communities that they're in, and you know, we want to show, you know, what life is like on the road for these guys. Get on a bus trip with them. You know, the rivalries that they have. You know, some of the coaches and the contrasts and the dynamic there between coaching styles and whatnot in the league, and just kind of show, you know, the behind the scenes aspect of how the league runs and operates.
I think fans are really going to like the look here that WHL Full On will bring.
Yeah, our goal is to, you know, to kind of use the 24/7 show as a bit of a benchmark in terms of production value. You know, the cameras we shoot on, the way it's cut, the music we use. We want to really build off of that, and you know, hopefully we, you know, without blatantly, you know, stealing ideas from it, but you know, we want to build off of that, you know, that success that they've had and kind of translate it over into junior hockey. So
talk about the cooperation that goes into this. I know probably the teams and players and the league all willing to, you know, lend a hand and help in your production too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a great contact at the Western Hockey League in Corey Flett. And he's been helping us out, connecting with the teams, letting everybody know what we're up to. So when we show up with the cameras, you know, they're not wondering what the heck's going on. So we've got, I personally have a few relationships in the league with a couple different teams. So we can draw from that and build off of that kind of out of the gate. And, you know, hopefully everybody catches on and enjoys what we're doing.
Awesome. Hey, we all look forward to it. Should be a great series. Thanks a lot for your time, Joe, and good luck putting everything together, okay?
Thank you very much, guys. Take care.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left out alone. 1-0 chance.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The WHL. It's your time.
The Swift Current Broncos unveiled some good news this week to its fan base in southwest Saskatchewan. Voice of the Broncos, Sean Mullen, has more.
After a frightening loss of nearly $200,000 in 2010-11, the Broncos made a huge turnaround to a $4,238 profit this past season. Broncos chairman of the board, Liam Chufu, says they still have a lot of work to do on their way to their stated mandate of becoming a premier franchise in the Western Hockey League.
We're on the right side of the ledger, but we're not nearly as far on that side as we intend to be in the future. But it certainly shows that we're on the right path. It's almost a $200,000 turnaround for the organization, and I think it speaks to how hard our staff have worked.
According to the report at the Broncos' annual general meeting, expenses were up 6.6% to nearly $1.7 million last season. That includes a 31% increase in education costs. The biggest increases in revenue came from the addition of World Junior Hockey Championship money, a 68% increase in NHL draft money, 38% increase in money from other promotions, 20% increase in advertising revenue, and 3.3% increase in ticket sale revenue. Broncos coach and general manager Mark Lamb says they have a lot of room to grow in ticket sales, with an average of 600 empty seats every game last year.
We want to make the game day experience better. It's not just about wins and losses. You know, our goal is to have a championship caliber team here at some point, but there's so many other elements to doing that. You just don't do that overnight. You have to build. You have to be strategic on how you're built, what type of team you're trying to build. And I know a good hockey team will make the business a lot better, but you just can't depend on the hockey team. You have to get out in the communities. You have to get support. You have to work with a lot of people.
The Broncos, meanwhile, have branched out into event management, promoting things like an annual PBR bull riding event and a couple of recent concerts featuring Dwight Yoakam and Trooper. In other off-ice news, the Broncos recently signed Mark Lamb to a 3-year contract extension that will take him through the 2014-2015 season. From Swift Current, I'm Sean Mullen.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The first Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Portland Winterhawks second-year player Nick Patan, and he was a guest on Portland's AM860's Hockey Talk with hosts Todd Vrooman and Andy Kemper.
4 goals, 4 assists, 8 points in 3 games. Is that even something that was in your realm of possibilities when you started game one on Friday night?
Well, I didn't really think about it too much. I just kind of went out there knowing I wanted to have a good start to the season. I just came out trying to work hard, and that's the main thing. And just this year, I feel a lot more confident, a lot more comfortable out there.
You mentioned the confidence that you have coming into this season. Want to talk about the summertime a little bit. You played in the Ivan Hlinka for Team Canada, winning the gold medal. Did that tournament help you build some confidence for the season?
Absolutely, yeah. Making that team definitely got me a lot more confident for the season, especially winning the gold medal. It was just a happy ending to the summer.
Last year, you got a chance to start the year playing with Sven Berchi and Ty Rattie. At the start of the year, this year, back on the line with Ty Rattie, but you now have a different winger in Oliver Bjorkstrand, the Danish import. Talk about his game, and are there any similarities that you can see playing with him that you had playing with Sven?
Yeah, definitely. They're both really quick, very quick in decision-making, and both have a tremendous amount of skill, and they're both really fun to play with. I think me and Ollie this year have quite a bit of chemistry right away, and our line, us three, we've been pretty good so far in the first 1.5 games since Ty got suspended. But, yeah, those two are definitely similar in a couple of ways, speed, skill, and they're both pretty strong on their feet.
You got 4 goals. Ty's still looking for the first. Have you big dogged him at all and given him a little bad time about having an 8-point lead in the point standings?
No. He gives me a hard time. I never really usually give him a hard time, but it's nice that he's happy for me, and I know he can't wait to get back on our line.
One other thing that changes here is you got your number back, number 19. I think you've worn that pretty much your whole career, except for last year when Ryan Johansson had the opportunity to possibly come back and claim that number again. Feel more comfortable with the number 19 on your back?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been wearing it all my life, and just to be back wearing it just feels way more comfortable, and I guess it's a little lucky charm number, so it's been good.
Well, Nick Patan, you're the WHL Player of the Week, first of many, we hope, here in Portland. Congratulations on the award, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's the show. Thanks to Todd and Andy in Portland for their help, as well as Sean Mullen in Swift Current. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.